Who has been the greatest influence in your life? One person. Who is it? Think about it. Living, maybe dead, past, present, but who is it that has had the single greatest influence? Talking about another person. Who was it? And how'd they influence you? What difference did it make in your life? Let's talk about it. We're talking about the power of influence and being intentional in who we allow to influence us, and also being intentional about our influence in the lives of others. Because like it or not, you're influencing somebody. Look around. If you're a parent, you're influencing someone. If you're married, you're influencing someone. If you're alive, you're influencing someone, good or bad. So you can join in the discussion. We are live here in the Intentional Living Center. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717, along with Jennifer, who's in control of everything, and Stephen, our executive producer. Here are some stats. 2 years ago, back in 2022, the U.S. influencer market, we're talking about online influencers, you know, people who influence on TikTok and other forms of social media, was a $16.4 billion industry. It's only gone up since then. In fact, 72% of millennials and Gen Z follow influencers on social media. Remember the song, People Needing People? Today, I think it's People Influencing People. That seems to be the theme song of our culture today. And of course, now with the Congress taking some action on looking at TikTok and seeing if we're going to continue it in this country or not because of the potential influence from the Chinese Communist Party, people are screaming because they're making a lot of money when it comes to influencing each other. In fact, 89% of marketers who use influencers, in other words, they find some person who has a lot of influence in their own community, and then they get them the products or whatever to influence their friends, right? Because you're going to be more influenced by the people of your peers. 89% of marketers who use influencer marketing will increase or maintain their investment in the next year. In other words, it's working. People influencing people. 17% of marketers plan to invest in influencer marketing for the first time. In other words, this is a huge thing when it comes to influencing other people, and where marketers have caught on to it. Is this true, Jennifer? Tell me this, as a woman, 86% of women use social media for purchasing advice. They look it online, probably seeing advice of what others recommend. What do you think about that?
I don't know about that number. That number is really high, but I will say yes, I think it works. Because there are a lot of moms out there, housewives and whatnot, talking about, oh, this cream is just the best thing ever. And, yeah. You know, she's just, you know, just like you, you and me, just an everyday person. And it's almost like, in a way, social media is starting to put other forms of shopping, like maybe, yeah. You know, those home shopping network type places out of business. You know, or taking a sure. nice chunk of it away, because people are influenced, I think, more so by regular everyday people just like themselves. Yeah. So interesting. I didn't know that number was so high, though.
Wow. Big number.
But all they've right. got me a couple times.
Me too. Hey, listen, we're here talking about influencers. You know, one thing about someone influencing you on a brand or a product that you're going to buy that you later may say, that was a dumb decision. But that's one thing. Because that happens in life. You know, the car you pick, the food product or the vacation, whatever. And you're impacted by influencers. But when it comes to your values, to your life, to the things that really matter, to who you are as a person, who do you let into your life? Come on, let's get serious now about this. Here's the question. One person, who has been the greatest influence in your life? Give me a call. 888-888-1717. Let's go. 888-888-1717. First, let's go to Phoenix. Derek, who is it for you, my friend?
My late pastor out of Detroit, Michigan, where I was born and raised, Pastor William L. Bonner, pastored a 3,000-member congregation church in Detroit. And I was raised with a single mom. And my mom was always going to church, and so she was dragging myself and my brothers and sisters there. And, you know, I just, you know, it's something about him being up there preaching and whatnot. And one time I got in trouble, my mother brought me to him, and, well, what did she do that for? That pretty much changed my life from that point. This was the first time that a grown man was in my face telling me I need to do good. He sees good in me, and it just made me just want to do better. I mean, you know, my mom was there to tell me different things, but when this man came to me and said this, and then it just made me want to change my life at a young age.
Interesting.
And so, you know, with that being said, now I'm currently living in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm an ordained minister.
Wow.
And the way that I give back is working guest services at my church, and I'm able to greet people and talk to them and even have prayer with them in the time of need. So, you know, back in when I was young, it was a simple firm handshake, a hug around the neck, you know, and I never will forget it, and it's been with me all of my life.
One person can change your life. Who is it that's made a difference in your life? One person comes to mind. 888-888-1717. We're back with more in just about a minute.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Hi, Dr. Randy. I help support the program, and I get out of it everything I need to be intentional in my life, and it has helped me greatly in my devotion. It's helped me learn about relationships. And it's free advice, and it's biblical. And that's why I like the show, and that's why I help support it. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you a whole lot. Big radio hug here as we think about the fact that we have one message here, and that's to help each of us in our lives to live the day that comes to us today the way God intended, which is filled with more peace, more purpose, more meaning, less regret. So thank you for your support. I also want to thank some others who've recently joined us. Denise in Bloomfield Township, listening to the new 93.1 in Detroit area. Thank you, Denise. Robin from Phoenix, thank you for your gift of support. Gay from Kansas, God bless you. Thank you. Glad to hear from Kansas. Boy, we've been praying for all you guys in the central part of the country with the tornadoes whipping through those areas. And hopefully you guys have been safe in your own communities there. And then Mary from New Mexico. Thank you, Mary, for your support. You guys and ladies making a big difference. We appreciate it. Who's influenced you in your life? Well, that's what we're talking about today, the power of influence. Here's a fact. We influence each other. It wouldn't be a $16 or $17 billion online business. Come on now. If influence wasn't a big deal. Now, we see it in the big macro view of what happens in social media, but when we get down to the micro view right where you are, you know, what you're facing, who is it that's influenced your life? Let's go to the calls. We're going to go to Hurley in Texas. Hi there. How are you?
Yes. Hi. I'm great.
Fantastic. Who's influenced you, Hurley?
That'd be my son, my 20-year-old son. I have 5 boys, but he's my middle child, and he's been a big influence in my life lately. Like, he's amazing.
How?
Well, he's my second son got diagnosed with schizophrenia, and I almost lost track of God, and he is very big on God, and he was like, I'm going to pray for you. You know, every time that I get off track a little bit, he's like, no, Mom, you got to focus on God, you know. He just keeps me straight forward on that right path, and he's been great. If it wasn't for him and God, you know, I would probably have lost sight of him and the right path.
Interesting.
He's always making sure, he's always making sure that I definitely remember God and remember if it wasn't for God, you know, and God's here, and, you know, it's always about God with him, and he's been so great. I'm actually picking him up here in a little bit, and I'm just going to let him know, hey, I just picked you as my influencer. You know, I thought about it when you were mentioning it, and I was like, Davian, you know, it's my son Davian, my middle child.
Mm-hmm. Well, you be sure to tell him that then when you pick him up, okay?
Yes, I will.
Because that's important. You know, typically we hear it the other way around. It's a parent influencing the middle son or the baby or whoever in the family. But the fact that you're open to that, to let your son speak into your life, that's powerful. And that's a word for you young folks. Listen, do you have a mom or dad or somebody in your life who maybe isn't a senior that you can represent Christ to them? That's impressive when the olders, the seniors, see the youngers saying, hey, my life matters and here's what's going on in my life. That's really cool. All right. Thank you, Hurley. Let's go from Texas over to Arizona. Hi, Casey. How are you?
Hey, Dr. Carlson. It's Tracy.
Tracy. Oh, I'm sorry. Misspelled here on my computer, but we will correct it.
No problem.
All right. Who's influenced you?
My husband.
How so?
When you ask my husband how he's doing, his answer is stable. And he is such a solid, godly man and stable that with me growing up in an emotional home and running on emotions, he helped stabilize me.
How does he do that?
You know, I think a lot of it is just with his patience and just his interaction with me and how he acts. I wanted to imitate him. And so he's helped me to be more rational instead of emotional. He's a head person like you. And so it's learning the communication, how to communicate with the head person and using word pictures. But he's taught me how to do that. He's taught me how to think before I speak and just to not be so much a reactor.
Yeah. That's good. You know, the Bible says two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. And in marriage, I think while the fact that we can see the opposites in a positive way and see the strengths that, like you said, I'm more of a head person and you're more of a heart person and your husband's a head person, but you see the strength in each of those, that's a powerful thing to build that relationship, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
We balance each other out very well, and he's just, you know, having that stability, knowing that he's not on an emotional roller coaster with me. I think we would crash.
Yeah, you need someone with their feet on the ground, is what you're saying, when you're on the roller coaster?
Yes. And he's been a great influence, not only on me, but on our four boys. Matter of fact, our son Andrew took after his dad and is your studio technician.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're glad to have him part of the team, and we're glad to have your whole family as part of it. And I'll tell you what, Tracy, we got the name right now. It's correct, and it won't be wrong again. So thank you for your call, Tracy, and that's a good reminder. You know, you ever been on a roller coaster, Jennifer? You go up and down. You kind of see the people with their feet on the ground, and you're thinking, I'll get there eventually. I'll get back. It's kind of fun to take the ride, but it's also fun to stop. You want a roller coaster, but not all the time, right?
It's nice to get your feet back on the ground.
Yes, indeed. All right. Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate the call. You can join us. Who's been the greatest influence in your life? 888-888-1717 as you call and talk to this head person here. Linda in Arizona, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Who is it that's influenced your life?
My Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Well, that's a given for those of us who are followers of Christ, right?
Yep, but I've seen him work in my family, and it was just amazing.
How so?
Well, my husband, God rest his soul, he's been gone now for 12 years this past April, and he was a Protestant, and he was just real hesitant about entering the Catholic Church. Well, he got sick, and when he came out of it, I said, well, you don't want to die not knowing and accepting Christ as your Savior. And that Sunday he was in church, he went through the RCI program, received all the sacraments except, of course, holy orders. You can't be a priest and be married, but anyway. But he was all in, and he was a changed man.
Hmm. You know, when the Bible teaches us, some people, unfortunately, wait until the very end, don't they? And some early on, of course, we encourage people when you give your life to Christ that you can spend your life being intentional. But the message of hope that we're reminded of is that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're all fallen people. And that's why when fallen people try to influence fallen people, we tend to just add more fallenness to it. But when, like Linda reminds us, we keep our eyeballs and our heart focused on the Lord Jesus, he is the greatest not only influence, but he's our Lord and Savior. And then as we have impact in the lives of people around us, influence in their lives, we have an opportunity to share with them the gospel, what it means to be a follower of Christ. Powerful. All right. Thank you, Linda. Appreciate that call. Let me go to Jason. You can join in as well. 888-888-1717, New Mexico. Hey, Jason, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm actually really good. How are you?
Good. Fantastic. If you could turn that radio down just a little bit, it'll help with the delay problem there. There you go. Who's influenced you?
My good friend Cruz. I have designated him as my prayer partner in faith, and it's been hard for me to come to faith.
What brought you to your faith in Christ, Jason?
Well, in a nutshell, I was homeless 2 years ago, and I met my adopted mother, who is my mother in faith, and I lost my real mother a few years back. And he was a good friend of hers, and I chose to be my prayer partner and my brother in faith to help me come back to who I am. And now I have a daughter. I'm running my own automotive business, and I'm hopefully this year building my property and getting it all going. And he's been the man who's helped me, guide me so much.
So he's just been kind of a rock, a stable influence in your life?
Yes, he has. And the last about year and a half, he's had some circumstances with his family that caused him to end up not being able to be around. And he just got back, and I told him. And Jehovah has helped me get out of the stuck position when he disappeared with everything. And I've been kind of stuck. And now last 2 weeks, I have made more progress than I've made in the last year and a half.
That's fantastic.
My faith and getting everything moved along.
Are you plugged into a church, Jason?
I am currently. I'm a Jehovah's Witness myself, but it's still a Christianity in my heart. God is, no matter what denomination, he is true and in my heart. Always has been, always will be. It comes first in my life lately.
That's a great thing to hear, but it does make a difference where you plug into a church. You need to be in a church, Jason, where the Bible is being taught as the final authority. That's the only resource we need other than the Holy Spirit. Now, we need good counsel. We need counsel from God's holy word. And so I would encourage you, by having the right friends in your life, that's fantastic. I'm glad you do. But you need to make sure that the people you have around you are people who turn to the authority of the 66 books of the scripture of the Bible as the final authority for your life. And there are churches, I'm sure, available in your area where you can get plugged in. You know, the Bible tells us that there's a safety in many counselors, also reminds us not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together with other believers. So it does matter. We're talking about influence today, all right? And I know across our radio audience today, listen, I know we got a lot of people listening, and you have all different views on things, and we live in this time where there's so many different influences and people screaming and whispering into our ears and yelling into our ears. And I believe that the final authority needs to be God's word. It's not Randy Carlson. It's not intentional living. Okay? because I can be wrong. I can say things at times that I go back and say, whoa, maybe, and I have to check that myself because we're human beings. Our final authority shouldn't be the friend or the influencer. Our final authority should be God's word. The final authority should be the Holy Spirit speaking into our lives. And with that being said, Jason, we're going to have people being praying for you. Glad to hear you're progressing. Get plugged into a place where you're growing spiritually. I'll be right back.
I turn on intentional living with my husband, and just whatever has come up that day have just been spot on to what we were going through at that moment.
Intentional living with Dr. Randy Carlson made a difference in Felicia's life and marriage. And when you give, you help people like Felicia live an intentional life for Christ.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to content from Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years.
So don't wait. Give now and get Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings whenever you want.
To give and receive these life-changing resources, call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, you know what? We can't do this without your prayers and your support, and we thank you for it. As you call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, I get this slice of a half hour. You can talk to me, but the rest of the day, press 2 and you can talk to the team or anytime online at theintentionallife.com. I'll just say something before we get back to a couple more calls. You're welcome to call because we're going to continue this for the next half hour. Recording for a program will air, I think, this Friday, as you call 888-888-1717. We talk about influence. Be careful. You know, the Bible says we're to test the spirits carefully. And I mean that when I say you turn on to a, I don't know, something online, a TikTok, a radio show, TV, whatever. Even going into a church, some denomination. To make sure you're saying, is this what the Bible teaches? That's the most important thing. That's the key. The greatest influence in your life should be to say, Lord Jesus, reveal through your word the truth of Scripture into my life. Do your homework. Do your study. Find out what the Bible teaches. Don't allow a YouTube influencer, a TikTok influencer, a radio influencer, whatever, to be the final authority. It needs to be God's word. We do our best here to try to make sure that happens, but we're humans too. But I will tell you this, that's our goal. We want to help you experience life as God intended, and that's why we're here. All right, let me continue on here. Mary's in Michigan. Hey, Mary, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good, good. Who's been an influence in your life?
Well, as a child, my grandmother was an influence, the biggest influence in my life of a godly woman. And it wasn't until later in my adult life that I knew that she was specifically my grandmother for a reason. My son, Christian, is 23 years old, and he is my biggest influence.
Wow.
When he was 14, he was diagnosed with stage 4 kidney disease. It affected both of his kidneys, and he went through it so wonderfully, never questioned God. Kept his faith, and then when he was 17, a senior in high school, he was diagnosed with Langerhans cell cystic cytosis. It's a very rare form of cancer, and he was in and out of the hospital, and the doctor came in to give us, you know, what we're going to do. Here's the game plan, and I was just freaking out inside as a mother, and I turned to him, and I said, well, babe, what do you think? And he says, Mama, if God decides to heal me, I win. If God decides to take me, I still win. And he, in that moment of such despair and facing so much uncertainty, his faith never wavered. And he went 19 months through chemo and 3 hours at the hospital and in and out of the emergency room. And we had 6 weeks of a normalcy. And he then, he got a parasitic infection around his brain and he died for 4 minutes. And I remember standing at the, in the hallway of the emergency room, and I was praying, God, you didn't bring him this far to take him from me. You didn't bring him this far to take him from me. And he was in ICU for 4 days on a ventilator. And on the fifth day, My son walked out of the ICU untouched by anything that he has been through. And throughout everything, he would wear a mask to church. He would still pray. He would still witness to people. And he is the biggest influence, because people can worship God and have a great relationship with God when everything is going great.
That's right.
But to see somebody really going through a struggle, a life-threatening struggle, not knowing what the outcome is going to be, and still be able to lift up their hands and say, God, whatever happens, it's in your hands. It's in your control, and you're my Father, and I love you. It was just such an inspiration, and he has totally changed my outlook on the things that we go through. It's so easy to be happy and cheerful when everything's going right, but it's in the middle of the storm, when you don't know what's going to happen, you can still say, God, I love you, and I trust you, and let your will be done. And
Wow, what a story. Let me ask you this, Karen. How is your son, or Mary, I'm sorry, how is your son doing today?
He is doing incredible. He is going to be getting married in September. He's a master electrician. He is very faithful to God, very faithful to church. He loves telling his testimony. He's just, you know, one of those people that you look at and you don't see what they've been through. You know, there's a difference between being healed and being restored. And he's been completely restored, because he doesn't look like what he's been through. And to God be the glory, because it could have been, God could have taken him. He doesn't belong to me. He's just with me on loan. You know, God gave him to me on loan. And no matter what he faced, he never lost faith that God was in control.
That's it. Anything else I add would be just nothing. And so with that, we're going to close the show. If that didn't move you, you must be cold. All right? We're going to stay here, though. Give some Kleenex to Jennifer. There you go. Give Kleenex to Jennifer so she can see the control board. And we're going to continue to talk to you all as you're calling. We're going to record some things that'll air, I think, on next Monday on this same topic. Who's been the greatest influence in your life, and why, and how? What difference has it made? And who are you influencing? Give me a call. 888-1717. 888-1717. I'll tell you what, in the next show, I'll tell you the people who influenced my life. How about that? Give us a call. Thank you for your support, your prayers. Thanks for being with us. I am Dr. Randy from Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.